Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement, and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of a Sunny Side Up Life podcast of 2019. I can't even believe that it is already January. So crazy. But I wanted to start the year by reflecting on the past year, because that's what we do, right? So I did a blog post kind of like this last year, and I got a lot of really great feedback from it. And personally, these favorite things kind of episodes of podcasts and blogs are usually some of my favorites as well. So hopefully some of these resources and tools and honestly just fun things will be helpful to you guys. Some of my favorite influencers and resources that I've used along the way in my journey, I've learned from other people's blogs and other people's podcasts. You'll never know about a new resource unless someone shares about it. So hopefully some of these resources will help you guys, inspire you, help you just have more fun, and hopefully you guys will enjoy them as much as I do. So I'm just going to share my top 18 things of 2018. So catchy, right? With the 18. I basically just had to pick a number because I would literally sit here all day and tell you every single thing that I used, every single product that I bought, every single thing that I loved of the entire year, and we would be here for hours, and I don't have time for that, and neither do you. So we're gonna stick to 18, but I did find a way to cheat because of course I did. So the very first thing on my list, number one, and these aren't really in a particular order of best to worst or anything. But number one on the list were books. How generic is that? Yeah, so books. And one of my goals for 2018 and one of my goals for 2019 really is to read more books, listen to more audiobooks, whichever one. And I did a combination of both. And I, you know, the statistics will tell you that the average millionaire reads 2 books a month, which is 24 books a year. And I am not quite to that number, but I did manage to add 16 to my list. I honestly didn't even keep count until I literally sat down to make the show notes for this episode. So go me, pat myself on the back for getting 16 books under my belt. But, one of the resources, which is technically what number one is going to be, one of the resources that has helped me get so many books under my belt for the year was Audible. And if you guys aren't familiar with Audible, it's basically an Amazon affiliate app, and you buy the Audible version of the books through Amazon, and it connects to your Audible app, and then you can listen to the audio version. And it does cost money. I think it's like $16 a month, and you basically get 1 credit. So you get 1 book a month for that price. And if you don't use them, they build up, which happens to me sometimes. And sometimes I'll go, you know, a whole month without listening to a book. And then there'll be other months where for some reason I can get like 3 listened to. It just really depends on, you know, what's going on in life. And they'll just pile up. All those credits will just pile up for you. So I feel like $16 a month, most books are around that price anyway. Some are a little less, some are a little more. And I am just so much more likely to actually listen than I am to physically read a book. My kids will interrupt, you know, things like that. My eyes are tired. I stare at a screen the majority of the day when I'm working. So I don't, like, my eyes just get so tired. So I would much rather listen. And I can multitask when I do that. I can plug in my headphones. I can vacuum. I can clean anything. I can do the dishes. I can, like, color. I've been doing a lot of coloring books, which we'll talk about that kind of stuff in a minute, what I've been kind of doing while I listen. So good multitasking. I can like lay down and just kind of rest, and it's so nice. So I'm going to name real quick some of all of the books, actually, that I either listened to or read throughout the year. And I'm going to link all of them in the show notes. I'm not really going to go into a lot of detail on each of them, but just know that they'll all be linked in the show notes. I recommend all of them. There was a couple of books that I actually started and didn't finish. They're not on this list because they didn't make the list. So don't worry about that. All of the books that are on the list, I got through and they were all good, and I recommend all of them. So number one, and these aren't in the order that I read or listened to them either because I cannot remember, but one of my all-time favorite books is Cultivate by Laura Casey, and I love the audio version of both of Laura Casey's books because she narrates them herself, which if you are an audiobook listener, like tell me if I'm crazy or not, but I love when authors narrate their own books. I feel like there's so much more passion for some reason. But Laura narrates both of her own books. And so I had listened to Cultivate before, but I was going through a really rough spell for a few months there with my anxiety where it got just insanely out of control. And it was just kind of that comforting, I needed Laura Casey in my ears. And thank goodness now she has her podcast. But oh my goodness. So I just needed to listen to Cultivate again. So that was my second time listening to it. And I cried again multiple times. So number two was You Are a Badass Every Day. And this was Jensen Chero's third book. It was very short. It was, I think, less than 2 hours on the audio version. Good little chunks of advice to kind of get you started in your day is kind of the vibe I got from it. It was awesome. If you love Jensen Chero's other two books, you will love this one. If you love her style of writing and speaking, you will love this one. If you are offended by adult language, this is not the book for you. Obviously, the words are right in the title, but it's awesome. And I love Jen, and she's a badass. Number three is The Compound Effect. I listened to this in a weekend, like less than 48 hours. It was so good. It was just about basically compound interest, but not just in money terms, in kind of what we've talked about here, like the way you do one thing is the way you do everything and how it builds and builds, and then the ripple effect where your whole life is great before you know it, kind of the idea behind that. I listened to the audiobook of Radical Unschooling. If you're a homeschooler and kind of a lean more towards the unschooling side, which we're kind of somewhere in the middle. We're not super unschooling, but we're not really strict homeschoolers. You'll appreciate this book. I listened to a podcast interview with the author, and it was so great. It was exactly what I needed to hear at the time, and basically just about trusting your kids and letting them just grow from life. And this book really can kind of parallel as a homeschooling book and just a parenting book. So even if your kids go to a traditional school, I still think you could get a lot from this book. Number five was Why I Didn't Rebel. And I had seen a lot of people listening and reading this book. And it was basically from the adult daughter's account of why she didn't rebel. So a lot of these like parenting books you hear from the parent's perspective, and this was from the grown child's perspective, and it was just really great. And a lot of little pieces that I kind of have been incorporating in my own parenthood. I'm going to say between every single book apparently. Now you're going to notice it. Number six is Girl Wash Your Face by Rachel Hollis. And I had to listen to it. Everyone was raving about it, and for good reason. I loved it. I'm obsessed with Rachel Hollis. So Girl Wash Your Face. If you are like the one person that hasn't read or listened to it, do it. The Big Leap. It is a classic. It's kind of an older book, and so many people have recommended it. Had to give it a try. It was great. It was about you holding yourself back from your big leap, that big thing that's going to push you into your success, I really, really needed the message, and it was great. I actually started this next book, number 8, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F, and at the end of last year, so it kind of was like my last book of 17, first book of 18, and kind of it overlapped a little bit, but it was great. I got my husband to actually listen to part of it, probably because of the title. He was intrigued, and it was great. Again, if the F word offends you, obviously this is not going to be your book, because it's like a lot of it. So you might want to either read this or put your earbuds in. This was kind of an earbud book for me. Obviously, I wasn't going to just listen to it, like, you know, with my kids overhearing it. But number 9 is Relentless. And this was actually the only audiobook that I got my husband to listen to. So if you're looking for a book to recommend to your husbands, this is a good one. Relentless was written by the personal coach of Michael Jordan. And it was a lot of sports, like success metaphors, and why people like Michael Jordan aren't just successful at sports. They're successful at everything, and the work ethic and the different levels of work ethic and all of that. And obviously it was written by a guy, and it wasn't like a really mushy kind of success book. So my husband really, really enjoyed it, and I loved it too. I kind of relate to that harsh, like, parental voice of advice. I don't know why, but I liked that. Number 10 is Rich Dad, Poor Dad, another classic that I hadn't read or listened to, and I finally did. It was awesome. This was another one that I listened to in like 2 or 3 days, and it was awesome. I couldn't stop listening to it. So many ideas. I took so many notes. I loved it. Number 11 is Build an Empire by Elena Cordone. If you're familiar with Grant Cardone, this is his wife, and this was her book, and she narrated her own book. It was great. She is an awesome businesswoman, mother, the whole thing, building the empire alongside her husband, that kind of vibe, and I loved it. She's so much girl power, and just giving that the women like the permission to be successful and not apologize for it, but also kind of that stand by your man kind of vibe. So I really enjoyed that. Number 12, I'm actually still going through this one, but I'm going to put it on the list anyway, is The 10X Rule, written by Grant Cardone. And he narrates his own book, and he has several other books, but this one has been so good so far. I'm like halfway through it, and I'm already recommending it, so you know it has to be good. So all of those, I listened to the audio versions. My next 4, I physically read. I can't believe I physically read 4 books. Like, I don't know how I fit them in, but I did. So I don't even know how to read a book. I don't even know how to say that I read a book. I read Grace Not Perfection by Emily Lay. This was another one I started reading the very first day that I went to counseling for my anxiety, because my counselor recommended taking breaks from screen time, that I was getting too much screen time because I was getting overwhelmed with social media and work and all the things. So she was like, read a physical book. And I was like, oh, that sounds like a great idea. So Grace Not Perfection, it was another one of those. Emily Lay is so sweet, so genuine. And it was just like a best friend, like holding my hand through my anxiety. Like, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect. That kind of thing. Number 14 was Homegrown. It was recommended by a fellow homeschool mom, and it was kind of the vibe of unschooling and raising your kids just in a very like unplugged kind of lifestyle on a farm and all of that. And I physically read this one. I read it over the summer, and I don't know why, but it was just such a good summer sitting outside book. Does that make sense to anyone else but me? So if you're waiting for like spring or summer for a good sitting outside book, you could check out Homegrown. It was good. 15 is my sweet, sweet friends, Allie and Shelley's Not Another Money Statistic. They graciously sent it to me, and I loved it. I highlighted, I flagged so many pages. I even had Allie on the podcast to talk about it. Hopefully Shelley will come on the podcast soon as well to share her side of the story. But another great book, and I loved it so much. Number 16 was Master Your Money Mind. This book, just when I first read it, had just come out. It was written by my business coach, Amber Lillestrom. It's not even on Amazon. Like, it's just available on her website. It's a short, sweet little book. Literally changed. Like, if you can change my money mindset, the girl who teaches about budgeting and money mind, then, like, if you can affect that, like, you've got another level of writing. And it was amazing. It was amazing. It was actually the book that inspired me to make my new free course, Magic and Money. And it was a couple of paragraphs that inspired me to make the entire course. So that's how good it was. So again, I'm going to link to all these books. These were my 16 books from the year. Hopefully I'll get more books under my belt in 2019. Who knows? But I highly recommend all of these books. I'm going to link to them again in the show notes. So on to, like, 16 minutes later. How many minutes are we now? So number two, I'm going to talk about some apps that I have used and that I love. Number two is the YouVersion of the Holy Bible app. It is a free app. And if you follow me on Instagram, you probably know that I did the entire Bible in 2018. I'm insanely proud of myself. Like, who does that? Like, I never thought that I could get through the entire Bible, let alone the entire Bible, but in 1 year. So I did. They have several reading plans. They have several different devotionals and things like that. But I did the chronological reading plan, and it basically puts the Bible in order for you chronologically. So, for example, when you're going through the crucifixion, you will get all of the different apostles' accounts of the crucifixion back to back to back. So it does get a little repetitive in that way, but my historian side of me really appreciated it in chronological order. And so, like, for example, like the Last Supper, I'm listening to it and my husband's like, didn't we just listen to this? And I was like, no, that was so-and-so's version. This is another guy's version. He was like, okay. but I really loved it. And it actually, shockingly enough, when you listen to the audio version, it was like 10 to 20 minutes a day. And you get through the entire Bible in a year. And it'll even let you skip ahead. So I would a lot of times, because let's be realistic, it's real life. So there would be times where I would get a week or two behind and then I would catch back up. Or there would be like a really quiet weekend and I would get like 5 or 10 days ahead and I would kind of go back and forth. But it keeps track of it for you. So it's like, okay, you're 7 days behind or you're, you know, 3 days ahead or whatever. But it'll let you get ahead or behind, if that makes sense. I loved it. And you can change the versions. Like, you can do the King James version or the Christian Standard version, or there are so many versions, and you can highlight, you can take notes. It's just awesome. I have recommended it to so many people, and it's free. Like, it's free, you guys. I was obsessed with it. Okay, number three is the Alarmy app. So my sister actually turned me on to this app, and it is an alarm app, obviously, and it's free. But what I love about it is, if you're like me, I have set my alarm on my phone so many times that I can turn it off in my sleep. And sometimes I've tried to put it across the room, and if I'm very tired, I will get up, turn it off, and then get back in bed and go back to sleep. So when I really, really need to get up, or I'm trying to break, like, I've been in a bad rut of sleeping in or something and I'm trying to break it and I've really got to get up, I will use the Alarmy app. And the thing I love about it is that it has a couple of different choices. So you can set it where you have to answer a math problem to turn off your alarm, or you can set it where you have to answer several math problems. Or you have to, what are some of the other ones? I can't remember. There's like a couple different options. But my favorite is scanning a barcode. You have to scan a barcode to turn it off. So what I do is I will set it for a barcode of a bathroom product. So I have to get up and go into the bathroom to turn off my alarm. Or I drink cold coffee that's like pre-made Starbucks cold coffee. And so I will set the barcode to my coffee. So I actually did that this morning. Like, I set my regular alarm for 6:30. I gave myself 15 minutes to play on my phone, use the bathroom, wash my face, like all the things. And 15 minutes after that, 6:45, I set my Alarmy app for my coffee barcode. So I had to go and pour my coffee. So I at least had to walk to the kitchen by 6:45. And it works like a charm. So another awesome app to check out. So number four is the Epic app. I just recently started using this a little before Christmas. And we, it's a audiobook app for kids. And I saw the advertisement on Instagram and I was like, I'll check it out. And I love this. The first month is free, so you can check it out. And then it's $7.99, I think, per month after that. So not too expensive, especially if you're a homeschooler or you're trying to kind of get your kids a little less screen time, something like that. Or it might be something that you just want to use like while you're on a road trip or something and then cancel. But it's really awesome. It's all different levels of audiobooks. And there are some like digital reading, but like kind of Kindle style for kids as well. And like read along with me, but we use the audio books a lot and it's really great because I can use my Bluetooth speaker. I can set the speaker in the girls' room, like at nap time. I can close the door and then I can still have my phone with me in the living room and their book can just be going. So super great. Again, I'll link to everything in the show notes. You guys know that. I don't have to keep saying that. Number five is the Walmart grocery pickup. It had to make the list. Our Walmart finally got the grocery pickup this year, and I'm obsessed with it. I am not going to lie. I'm obsessed with it. I was a full-fledged Kroger's girl. I still am. I adore Kroger. Their coupons are amazing. Their gas rewards are amazing. But our Kroger charges like $4 or $5 to do the grocery pickup. Walmart doesn't. It's free. Which I could do a whole episode on like the comparison and all the things. But really it came down to, for me, our Kroger is a lot smaller than our Walmart is. And I was really, our Kroger was not filling my orders. Like there would be three or four missing items out of an order. And that really defeats the purpose if you have to go to another store to do a second round of groceries. So there are some times where our Walmart doesn't have things, but it's very few and far between. And when they do, they substitute it well. Like Kroger's, when they did substitute, was not a good substitute. Hopefully it'll improve. Maybe it's just the size of our Kroger. Maybe your Kroger is awesome for grocery pickup. But Walmart grocery pickup is where it is at for me right now and just my phase of life and everything that I've been going through with my anxiety and trying to juggle like my work and homeschooling and my husband being gone half the time and all the things. Groceries were the worst part of my chores as a wife and mother. I would rather do dishes than do groceries. Like, ugh. And so Walmart grocery pickup has just like changed my life. I'm obsessed. I can literally lay in bed, order groceries, set my reserve time to something that is convenient for me and go and pick them up. Like I can pick them up in the middle of errands. And like 10 or 15 minutes later, I have a car full of groceries and children that didn't even have to get out of their car seats. Praise the Lord, right? So yes, I actually have a referral link for the Walmart grocery pickup where you can save $10 on your first order and I will also get $10. So if you want to try it, hook me up. Use my link. We can both get $10 off. Who doesn't need that? Okay, number six. This is probably like cliche to say, but Amazon Prime has been where it's at for me also. Again, with the not wanting to shop a lot with my children. And Amazon Prime has proved to be worth the price for me. You know, homeschooling, business things that I order, just regular plain old like replacement filters for our water pitcher, like random books that the kids need, toys, like gifts, you know, for their birthdays and Christmas and decorations for birthday parties. It is so proved to be worth the price for me. And I just feel like with Amazon Prime, I go on there, I search for what I want, I buy it, I'm done. It's not like at Target or Walmart where I would be like roaming the store and accidentally grabbing 5 or 10 things I don't need. I say accidentally, obviously sarcastically, but you know. So with Amazon, I go, I order what I need and I get off. To me, that works for me. You might be kind of triggered by online shopping. If you are, don't do it. But for me, that really helps me stay within my spending budget. Number 7 is the Amazon Fire Stick and / the Fire TV. This year are really, really old, like before we got married TV, back when flat screen TVs were like the cost of your firstborn child, finally died. And we bought a Fire TV and I'm obsessed with it. It's amazing. Like it has the Fire Stick capabilities like built into it, if you're not familiar. And it was actually pretty affordable, like $300 for a really big TV. I was impressed. But also for the bedrooms where we don't have our pretty Fire TV, we have the Fire Sticks and they're great. And we haven't had satellite or cable TV since like June was a baby. So like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. And we love the Fire Sticks and we use the internet, we stream Netflix, we stream Hulu. Obviously, we have Amazon Prime, so we get a few Prime movies through that as well. The kids have the YouTube app. They are obsessed with everything YouTube. So that is what we do for TV. I feel like it is so worth it. We don't have, like, we have a few Hulu commercials, but we don't have, like, all the commercials and all the stuff, like, flooding us with the consumerism and our kids, like, buy this, buy this, buy this. So that's what we do for TV, in case you were ever wondering. All right, number 8. This is random. Pillows for Everyone. Shout out. They are awesome. I follow them on Instagram as well, and they have a website. But this is what I did for my Christmas pillows. If you saw my Christmas pillows on my social media posts. So the pillows that literally came with my couch have like zipper, you know, covers where you can take them off and wash them. And my Christmas budget was getting down to the bottom. And I just really wanted Christmas pillows. I had never had Christmas pillows in my entire adult life. And I was like, this is the year. But my budget was getting low. So I had somehow this brilliant idea that I would just get covers. And that way I wouldn't have as much clutter with like trying to store, you know, regular pillows and holiday pillows. And I wouldn't have to store them with the clutter and they wouldn't cost as much. So that's what I did. And I just got Christmas covers, and then I could very easily fold my regular everyday covers and put them in the closet, and they took up like no space, and they were really affordable. So really random favorite thing, but if you're like me and you just really like home decor and your budget is like not in favor of home decor, check out Pillows for Everyone, and you can get the covers, and they're super cheap. Anyway, moving on. Number 9, another kind of random one, but a lot of people ask me where I get my clothes and where I get my kids' clothes. And my girls are usually a hot mess during the day, but when we do go in public, they usually look pretty cute. And the main place that I shop for myself and my girls is Old Navy. So if you like, I used to think that Old Navy was extremely expensive, and it's really not. They have amazing sales, like Black Friday, I'll like stock up. I usually will like stock up on summer clothes from them. And if you guys know, I do my bulk clothes shopping twice a year. Like I do a spring summer wardrobe and a fall winter wardrobe. I shop mainly just twice a year. And Old Navy is a big place. Like we get probably 80 or 90% of our clothes there. The girls also get a lot of hand-me-downs, but if I buy them new clothes, that's mostly where they're from. So if you're looking for more budget-friendly but still stylish clothes, that's my number one go-to. Number 10, You might have seen this on my Insta story. I was looking for a frugal gift for Christmas for all of the grandmas, my mom, my mother-in-law, and my two grandmas and my husband's grandma. So five grandmas to shop for. And I had this idea to do the Shutterfly calendars. You guys, I had never used them. They were such a cheap gift. And literally all of them cried. Like, they all teared up when they opened them because I made these custom calendars. I put pictures of my girls and their other grandkids on, you know, various sides of the family. And they loved them. And they were so cheap. And you can just really customize them. And I was a little nervous about the quality because you're literally putting five Christmas presents in the hands of an app. And that's kind of scary. And you're not, like, they print them and then they mail them to you. And so I was so nervous that they were going to come out blurry or, like, cheap or messy or no. I was obsessed. So if you're looking for a good gift or you want to, like, save this down on your little ideas list for next Christmas, this was amazing. Like, they all cried. If you can get a grandma to cry, like, that is where it's at with Christmas presents. Okay, number 11. One of my sweet friends, she's also actually been on the podcast as well. Heidi Nash is amazing. And her website, debtfreecharts.com, is awesome. She has so many free charts, and the ones that are a little more custom are $1. And then if you want her to make you a specific chart, $5. And we use three of her charts over the year. We bought her a custom $5 chart. She was saving to buy a video camera to start her own YouTube channel. So we got her a savings chart. It was amazing. It was like, you guys, if you follow me on Instagram, go look at my highlights, my June highlights. She has her own highlights because she's a social media star. And you can see over the weeks of where she was saving for her camera. So cute. Such a fun little visual. And then we also got one when we were saving for our truck and when we were saving for our camper, which we cash flowed both of those. Yay! Over the course of 2018. So they're not just for paying off debt. You can also use them for saving, and they're amazing. If you haven't checked them out, like, you are behind the times. They're awesome. Okay, number 12. It has to be on my list. You guys, you probably know what I'm about to say. The Power Sheets Goal Planner. I actually learned about the Power Sheets on another podcast a couple of years ago, someone else's, like, favorite resources kind of podcast. So, of course, I have to include them on mine. The Power Sheets Goal Planner is the planner. If you ever see me doing my monthly goals, that is what I'm using. So, I will link to that. You can learn more about it. Like, I did a whole entire free workshop. I have a whole podcast about it. I have a whole blog about it. They are my everything. They are what the glue that holds me together. So, of course, you can't have the Power Sheets without the sticker book. So, number 13 is the Cultivated Sticker Book. It's like $12, $15, something like that. I can't remember. Well worth the price. They're a bazillion stickers. That's an estimated amount. But it's awesome. Number 14 are the Papermate Flare Tip Markers. So easy to say. Papermate Flare Tip Markers that I use on my Power Sheet. So if you've seen, sometimes I'll take my pictures with the markers in there because I think they're pretty colors. And if you've seen those, that's what I'm using. I'm on my second set of them over the years, and I love them. They're really pretty cheap, like $7 or $8 for the entire pack, and they last a really long time. They're perfect for the Power Sheets or to use on your daily planner and things like that. Number 15 is my water filter. You guys, it made my list last year, and I was trying not to put it on my list again this year, but I just can't. Like, one of my goals for 2018 was to drink more water, which should be on my goals list every year, but to drink more water. And I have a Brita water filter that is like a 2.5 gallon, I think, pitcher with the spout on it. and you fill it up with your sink water. It filters it through. You can put it in the fridge. So you have filtered cold water, because my husband was like, let's just get the little thing that goes on the faucet. And I was like, well, then it's not going to be cold. It's going to be tap cold, which is not cold. And no, I want like cold water, or I'm going to get a bottle of water. It's going to be bad for the environment. It's going to be expensive. So this Brita water filter has probably saved us like $1,000. Like, I don't even know. We drink like at least 2 gallons of water a day amongst the family, and I'm obsessed with it. So if you're like a water bottle drinker and you pay for bottles of water, you want this because it's going to save you so much money. And I feel like the more you have healthy things on hand, like the more I have like fruit where the kids can reach it, the more I have water that's already cold, the more likely we are to use it, right? And I've really found that to be true. So it had to make my list again. Sorry if that's repetitive for anyone. Number 16. Okay, you guys, you've probably seen all my stories. I've kind of taken a break, but I got past borderline. I've got insanely obsessed with puzzles, like jigsaw puzzles, over the course of the year. And really what it started with was one of my goals for 2018 was to have more gray time, more time where I wasn't working, I wasn't homeschooling, and I wasn't sleeping, like in between, chill time. And I had a lot of good memories of my childhood of doing puzzles with my mom. And we would just like sit and we would talk, or we would listen to music. And, you know, it was just such good memories. And I was like, you know, I need more puzzles in my life. And I started doing puzzles and I started getting so many messages from you guys like, oh my gosh, I love puzzles. I don't remember the last time I did a puzzle. And then like my mom would come over and she'd sit down and start messing with the puzzle. My sisters would come over. My brother-in-law would come over, and everybody's like messing with the puzzle. Like, everybody loves puzzles. And so that was just one of my goals. Also, one of the things that I did while I was listening to the audio Bible and audio books. Like, you can just knock out some audio books and some audio Bible listening and do some puzzles. And to me, like, my mind wanders when I'm listening to audio books and podcasts. So that's why I will do something that doesn't really take like a lot of brain power, like a puzzle or coloring or cleaning or driving. I didn't say that. And so puzzles were awesome for me. And if you're like me and you're kind of looking for like a break from your phone, but also kind of being productive, like using your brain at the same time, puzzles. And my favorite place to buy puzzles is Dollar Tree, because obviously they're a dollar. And I feel like you don't feel obligated to keep them. So you don't have like the clutter of puzzles and puzzles and puzzles like under your bed or in your closet. So I would do a puzzle and I would just chunk it, to be honest, because it's a dollar. I feel like you wouldn't keep a crossword puzzle book that cost you a dollar. So why would you keep a puzzle that cost you a dollar? Sometimes I'd do a couple of them twice, but usually I just throw them away. So number 17. I got back into adult coloring books. You probably have noticed this if you've seen my Insta stories. I'm on my second book right now. Kind of has taken over puzzles for me. So I've gotten a lot of questions about what coloring books I've used and what markers I've used. So I'm going to link to those. And we just got an Ollie's. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Ollie's, but it's like a bargain outlet kind of discount place. And that's where I've got my coloring books and my markers. But I did find the exact same ones on Amazon, and they are a little bit more expensive. I'm going to link to the Amazon ones. But if you have an Ollie's or like a discount store like that, check those out for markers and coloring books and things like that, because I found them to be a lot cheaper than Walmart or Target or Amazon. That's been something else that I've been doing while I've been listening to audio, and it's been really, really rewarding and relaxing and a break from the screen, which is good for all of us. Number 18. Okay, last one, you guys. I was obsessed. Like, my obsession is luckily, thank goodness, fading, but I got insanely obsessed with kinetic sand. My husband thought I was crazy, but I was watching those kinetic sand videos on Instagram of people like slicing and like building and then smashing and all that. It was awesome. I don't know why. I was obsessed. So for my birthday, my husband got me some kinetic sand, and it was another thing that was like just so a break from the screen and just relaxing and oddly rewarding and kind of gets you back to that like childhood, I guess, kind of along the same lines of coloring and puzzles. And I got my own kinetic sand, and it's completely off limits to the kids. I might have threatened them a little bit, just a little bit, if they messed with it, because I didn't want it to get destroyed like their Play-Doh and stuff does. So again, if you're looking for something that kind of gives you a break from the screen that you can kind of do while you're listening to an audiobook or audio Bible or podcast or something that helps your brain grow, but it's also kind of relaxing at the same time, there you go. Kinetic sand. Another fun one for you. Okay, you guys. That was 18 things, but I snuck in all my books in there too. So that was a lot. So I hope that you guys got some good ideas. I hope that maybe this will help you set some goals for 2019 if you're still looking for some goals, some books to read, some new apps to use that'll help you with your productivity. You know, if you're looking for a goal planner, again, I have to shout out the Power Sheet. It's not too late, you guys, to set your goals for 2019. It's not too late to, you know, pick up a book or find something that helps you take a break from your phone, take a break from social media, you know, pop in your earbuds, listen to an audiobook, listen to a podcast, listen to the Bible, listen to a relaxing playlist on Spotify or something, and, you know, do something that makes you feel good. And so I tried to put all things on this list that I feel like helped me grow in one way or another, and hopefully they'll help you as well. So let me know if you guys try any of these resources that you've never tried before and you find out that you love them. That would just make me so happy if I helped you find a useful or fun resource. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to the first episode of the new year. You guys, I have so much good stuff planned for you guys in the new year. I would love to hear some of your feedback on what you would like to hear more of, guests that you would like to hear, topics that you would like to hear. Let me know. Hit me up on Facebook, Instagram. All the links, of course, will be in the show notes. Don't forget, you guys, if you haven't yet, hit subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Leave me a review and recommend to your friends. A lot of us are going to be setting new goals for the new year, and you never know who this podcast could help. So a simple share on social media might help someone else find a great resource that would help them as well. All right, guys, I'm going to go. I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.